Ladies and gentlemen, these are the stories from the actual cases of the actual files of the actual York County Sheriff's Office. Actually, if you have information that can help solve any of these crimes, call York County Crime Stoppers to leave your anonymous tip at 1-877-409-4321. Now, it's time for Wanted Wednesday.
Good morning on this Wanted Wednesday kind of day. It's 11 minutes after 8 o'clock, 70 degrees. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. I do now feel like we need like a typewriter going on behind.
I feel like I am in the mindset of finding out who did what, bringing them to justice.
That's right. Every week. Patty puts on her big girl voice.
I know, I can't help it. I'm so inspired by that.
Mrs. White did it in the conservatory with the candlestick. Some days it's truly like that, isn't it, Trent?
It is.
No,
it was the Walmart.
It was Walmart. Yeah, there you go. We do joke, but these crimes are very serious. They're just, some of these are head scratchers that we think they did what? But just when we think that the criminals have stooped to an all new low, Trent surprises us once again with new information about another case.
Some weeks I think, oh, I don't know anything for Wanted Wednesday, and all of a sudden these jewels just pop up all over the place.
So I mean,
they're not jewels. They're just, you know what I'm getting at.
Yes. They're in the stuffed bear in the closet, that's for sure. Well, Trent Ferris again is with the York County Sheriff's Office. It is Wednesday, Wanted Wednesday. And we've got several cases that we want to highlight because, again, any information, anything, and you stress this all the time, it could be
the most minute detail.
Yeah, you think it might be the color of this or you're not sure, it gives you guys something to go on.
Absolutely. And that's, you know, we talk about it every week. If you have some, even if you weren't awake, especially we're going to talk about car break-ins, if you have a home security system or a camera system at your home, you know, you heard that there were car break-ins in your neighborhood, go look. Go look at your camera. You might have gotten the suspect on your camera at whatever time. So, but the first one up, we have shoplifting actors, I like to call them, because if you watch the video of these folks, they tried to act their way out the door with a bunch of merchandise. Back on August 13th, the York Police Department responded to the Walmart in York for a shoplifting attempt. Two black females and possibly one juvenile. This person looked young, so we were thinking he's a juvenile or she. The suspect attempted to walk out the front door pushing two buggies full of merchandise. And when I mean full, they were slapped to the top and under the bottom. They had stuff underneath, if you look at it. More than $2,000 worth of merchandise, to be exact. One suspect was seen as they were walking out counting money. They had money, as if she had just purchased the items. And when, of course, they didn't. When the store loss prevention officer confronted the women at the exit door, the three suspects abandoned the carts and ran out the door. They left in a black and color Chrysler 300 with a North Carolina license plate. One female is described as a heavier set woman with dyed pink or orange hair. It was like dark on the top and dyed pink or orange down towards the end. And the other was a thinner build, and her hair was pulled back into a ponytail, and she was wearing a black Guess brand T-shirt. We have video of the suspects. We have pictures of them on our Crime Stoppers Facebook page. Go check them out. And if you know who those folks are, the York Police Department would like to hear from you. All you have to do is call Crime Stoppers.
Week after week, we're amazed by the amount of folks that just walk out the front door without slowing down, no speed bump or anything, as if they just deserve it, right?
They have the plan. They have the plan in place. I mean, they don't go in thinking,
I'm going to get caught.
They have a plan, typically.
Obviously, I've got money. I don't have to be stealing this, hoping that would just be the pass out the door. But
And the fact that she was counting.
Yes,
she had money. She could have purchased something.
Of course.
Here's $20 for the $2,000 worth of equipment that I'm buying. To spot me for the rest, I guess.
They didn't get away with the merchandise, but they did roll it out past all points of checkout and whatnot and tried to pass it by the loss prevention officers, and they walked out the door with it. They abandoned it when they got caught, but they did attempt to steal, shoplift these items. So.
All right, so another one is in Fort Mill. This is with Fort Mill PD.
Yeah, that's right. On August 17th at 5:24 p.m., we have a person who tried to break into entered the back door of the GT Tire building there at 580 Kingsley Park Drive in Fort Mill. What he did was hide out in the building until after the building closed. Hmm. He hung out in there, then stole $4,500 worth of electronics, and the suspect was seen exiting the building with the stolen items around 2:39 a.m. So he hung out in there for a long time on August 8th and stole all that stuff. Mm. So the suspect is described as a white male, black T-shirt and shorts. He had somewhat of a beard around the chin, one of those chin strap beards, mm-hmm. as you would think. He had short wavy hair, and he was possibly wearing a necklace. And if you have any idea who that person is, we have four good pictures of who he is on Crime Stoppers Facebook page.
It's a little scary. He was there from, what, 5:24?
Yeah, hanging out in the building until everybody left.
2:40 in the morning.
Yeah.
Ooh,
that's grabbed what he wanted and left.
Yeah, that's why it might be annoying, but a lot of companies want employees to wear badges.
Mm-hmm.
You're wearing yours right now.
Oh, yeah.
Name tag or anything like that. It might be annoying, but there's a reason why you do right?
If you go to any major business or anyone, not a sheriff's office or any government agency, if somebody's got a badge on or some ID that says, hey, you work here.
Yeah, there you go. And last but not least, we can't preach it enough. Lock your cars.
Please lock your car doors.
Gosh.
It's frustrating when you wake up in the morning and you look at the dailies from overnight and you see another string of car break-ins in a neighborhood and all you see is blah, 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 address, blah, 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 stolen. Mode of entry unlocked. Mode of entry unlocked. Mode of entry unlocked. And all we can't preach it enough. This happened yesterday, overnight yesterday in the Ellis Pond neighborhood of Rock Hill, right off of Sturgis Road, off of Dave Lyle Boulevard area right there. York County deputies are seeking information about a string of car break-ins over there. And approximately eight cars that we know of, all eight unlocked, even though one witness did call us immediately when they said they saw two black males walking around the cars and entering the cars. But by the time our deputies could get on scene, they had already left. Rummaged through, not much taken. Usually we're always worried about guns being stolen out of cars because people leave their guns in their car, you know, in their glove box or whatnot, or the center console. Reminder, folks, your car is not a gun safe. Please store and protect those things properly.
And if you have a garage door opener.
Oh, yeah.
Hello.
Bingo.
You're
that's another good point.
The keys to your house.
Access, because once they get in the garage, they can not only take everything in the garage, but then they can access your house.
Yeah. And if you're used to parking in a garage, sometimes you're a little casual about remembering to lock everything up.
So, like I said earlier, if anybody has any information about those cases, if you have a home surveillance camera system that you may have, your car didn't get broken into, but you have a camera system, and it happened around 4:45 a.m., not yesterday, but the day before last morning. Well, you know, yesterday morning.
Monday was a holiday.
Tuesday. That's right. We're having trouble there. Early Tuesday morning, around the 4 o'clock, 4:45 time frame. If you have any surveillance cameras that may have picked them up going to door to door, you know, we'd love to see that.
Well said. And that phone number once again,
1-877-409-4321. That's the Crime Stoppers phone number. If you call it up, all you have to do is give us your information. You don't have to give us your name or anything identifying yourself. Just give us your information and we'll pay for it if your tip leads to an arrest.
Perfect. As always, you can check them out online as well. Trent Ferris with the York County Sheriff's Office, sir. Thank
Great
you very
job.
Much.